Okay, we were left at the end of Shia yesterday with one kasha yet on Taisvis. Taisvis, the Venera Lari, in the beginning of the middle-sized lines, Taisvis says, a chiddish, Venera Lari, the Laibai Reb Yishmael, she is ratful of Yitzir, and a philozara harishin. Oy, who is ran of Yishla Shechadashim Achrayim? Even if he didn't plant it the first year, or even a bigger chiddush, he planted it the third year and he didn't cut it. If he planted it the third year, he didn't cut it. It's still a good chazaka. So we had the kasha yesterday, 1 minute. We have a rule which Taisus brings from the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav, that if someone plows my field, I don't have to make a macha, because I say kol shiva dekarva ne'elba. I don't make a macha because what do I care? If someone wants to plow my field, I tell him yeshkayach. It doesn't bother me. It's only a benefit to me. So the kasha is, if someone plows my field, I don't have to make a macha because it doesn't bother me. So why, if someone plants my field, he didn't cut, he didn't take payris, only it was planted. So I'm certainly happy. I'm very happy, shkayach, for planting my field. And why should I have to make a macha if someone plants my field? Taisus is saying that the third year, if someone plants and leaves, if someone plants and the 3 months are up and he didn't cut it yet, that's a chazaka. What kind of chazaka? For planting? Why do I have to make a macha if someone plants my field? That's the kasha in Rav Steinman asks in the sefer, and he brings a prisha that says the following teretz. The prisha in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph says that there's a halacha that hayoyrid l'tarech sodach haveira shloi brishus. If someone goes into my field without permission and he plants, the halacha is, he doesn't claim it's his, he just came to my field and he planted. The halacha is that I have to pay him for his hoitzois. I have to pay him for what he spent. Any case where a person goes to someone else's, someone comes to your house and he paints your house, you didn't call him to paint, you didn't ask him to paint, he just comes. Maybe you got the address wrong. You came to your house and you come and it's a freshly painted house. Assuming you like the colors, it looks good. So you tell him thank you, but I didn't order it. So do you have to pay him? Or don't you have to pay him? You made a mistake. You're supposed to go to your neighbor. Instead of your neighbor, he went to you and he painted your house. Do you have to pay him? You don't have to pay him. So sorry, you could tell him, no, I didn't ask you to paint. You could take your paint off and take it back. So the halacha is not that way. The halacha is that hayayri v'tayr sada chaveirai shaloi b'shus. Someone who's not invited, and he comes, he does work that's appropriate for a place. You have to pay him his hoitzois. You have to pay him. You don't have to pay what it would cost to hire a painter. But his expenses, you have to pay. So you do have to pay the hoitzois. If someone came and planted your field, so you don't have to give him profit for it. But you have to pay him for his seeds, and you have to pay him for the labor that was put in. Kol shahashvach yaser al yitzias, assuming the field benefited more than the hoitzais, you pay whatever's less, either the improvement to the field or the hoitzais. Usually, the improvement is more than the hoitzais. You pay the hoitzais. So zok deprisha, if somebody's going to come to my field and plant in my field, I'm going to go to look, to check what he's doing, because I'm going to have to pay for it. He's putting seeds in the ground. I'm going to have to pay for it. I want to know what type of seeds he's putting in. Maybe he's planting something. I'd rather he plant something else. Or maybe the seeds aren't a good quality seeds. So if someone's planting in my field, there's no taina of kol shiva dekarva ne'elba. What do I care if you're doing it? Because it's going to cost me money. So, Mimela, I should make a macha if someone plants in my field. Well, you're going to care. I'll show you a bill for the height size. Yeah, but you have a field. You'd rather plant tobacco, which you make a lot of money. And he came and planted some.
Well, I wanted to paint the house yellow. He painted orange. I did not have to paint for the paint job because if the
orange, you might be right. But if you wanted to paint it orange, you painted it white. If shvach is if the market value goes up. If the market value goes up, then, you know, I once asked the lawyer, I was learning the sugya of Yerol Tesod HaVeire, I was curious what American lawyers, if someone comes to my house and paints my house, how much I have to pay him? So I asked the lawyer. So the lawyer says, well, you would tell him that your house didn't need a paint job. I said, well, my house did need a paint job. So then you would say you don't like the color. So I said, well, I'm saying I do like the color. So he said, the law doesn't work that way. Law works that you try to think of an argument that you can win. So you think of an argument, and then you win. If it's true, it's not true. That's not the way it works. If you want to pay him, pay him. The Torah is not that way. The Torah is, l'maisa, if it went up in value, you can say from today to tomorrow that you don't like it. But if it went up in value, then that's shrach. And haitzais is haitzais. And
why do I have to suffer when you come paint my house? I didn't get
you're not suffering, you're gaining. The house went up in value. Now I understand people are going to say, yeah, but I'm not planning to sell my house. Who cares that it went up in value? It sounds like with a time that I don't know what to answer to that. But it has to be oimid l'kach. If it didn't need a paint job, it went up in value. It's different. It has to be it's oimid for it. And then you have to pay. So
planted
it's not oimid for service, it's not a normal thing to do, then you're right. You're right. If you're planning to build a house and it plants the field where you want to build, so it's not oimid for them. But it means that something that's oimid, it's a normal thing to do. So if it's a normal thing to do, you have to pay the cost of the seeds. So Zach Deprisha, that's why you should make a macha when a person is planting seeds. But the what? Oh, so that's Rav Steinman's kasha. So Rav Steinman asks, he says, I don't understand. What's the difference between plowing and planting? What's the difference between planting or he plows? If planting I have to pay for the haitzais. Plowing there's labor. There's no seeds, but there's labor. Whatever it costs to do the work. I also have to pay him. Yerol Tesod Becharish. He says, I don't understand what's the difference between Harisha and Zriya. Now again, I'm not a farmer. But I would think, I don't know, I would think Harisha, are there two ways to do Harisha? What's Harisha? You turn over the ground. Turn over the earth. You get the moist part of the earth off. So maybe the Prisha means that by seeds, there's more than one way to do to plant seeds. There are better seeds, there are worse seeds. So there, if someone's doing it, I know I'm going to pay, I go and I watch what he's doing. Plowing? I don't know. Are there two ways to plow a field? Maybe what the Prisha means, by plowing, I think I have to pay. I'm not going to make a macha. I need it plowed. If I hire someone, I have to pay more. If I hire a plower, I'm going to have to. The person's not going to do it for his expenses, he's going to want to make profit. So maybe that's what the preacher means, that by plowing, I also have to pay. But I'm not going to make a macha, I'm not going to supervise. If you have a field and you see someone plowing your field, if you own a house and you see someone painting your house, don't stop him. Just, you know, stay behind the curtains, let him finish, because you're going to get a bargain. You're only going to have to pay his expenses. Normally, a person doesn't work just for his expenses. A person wants to make a profit. So when I see a person plowing my field, I'm very happy. Let him plow my field. I think I have to pay him. But I get a cheap plow job. Shane Kang seeds, planting. Planting that I have to know what type of seeds are going into the ground. He's going to send me a bill. I want to make sure that that I'm getting a good seed, a good seeds. And there, a person, that's what the preacher is saying, that by planting, a person would go looking at it more than by planting. Right. So this is it's a tremendous nafkamina. The lalacha comes out that if a person is masik in a house in a way that improves the house, do I say kol shiva the karvin elba? I have to judge if it's something I'm going to have to pay for, and I would want to supervise. Then it's not a chazaka because I have to make a macha, even though he's benefiting me. That's what comes out from the preacher. Okay. So this is the Mishnah about Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And again, we're talking in this whole parak at Din Torah between the Marikama and the Mugzik. The one who's there now, and the original owner, Eved Din Torah, the original owner says, get off the field, it's mine. And he says, no, I bought it from you. So Cheskes Gimel Shanim works. Of course, if he has a shtar, he could just show the shtar. We're talking all these cases where he has no shtar. So Cheskes Gimel Shanim works. The Rush here on the Mishnah talks about a case where there's a dispute between the Marikama and the person who's there. But it's not a typical case. It's a case where each of them is weak. The person who is there less than 3 years. So he doesn't have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And he doesn't have a Shtar. So Lechayra, he's up the creek, right? He's stuck. What's he going to do? There's no Gimel Shanim, no Shtar. But the Marikama, who comes, he says, get off my field. It's my field. The Marikama can't prove that it was his field a few years ago. Now the one who's there is Maida that it was his field. He says, I bought it from you. The question now is, neither of them has any raya. The Marikama has no raya, he's a Marikama. He can't prove that it was his originally. The Mulzik who's there now is only there for 2 years. He also has no raya. He has no shtar, no raya. What do you do in such a case? What do you do? The Marikama says, I didn't sell it to you. And he says, you did sell it to me. So the Rosh, when? Cheskes, which is the Marikama. Let's say it goes to the Marikama. Let's say it goes to the Marikama. So the Rosh, the person who's there now for 2 years, who's there right now, will win with the Migu. He can have the field with a migu. What's his migu? He could have said, this field was never yours. This was never your field. And if he would have said, this is never your field, he would have won. Because the Marikama has no rayas. The Marikama has no proof that it was ever his. So he wins now, the Mulzik wins, with a, even though he's only there for 2 years, or maybe 1 year, even though he has no proof, he has no shtar, he has no eidim, no 3 years, but he'll win with a migu. He says, believe me, I bought it from you. I have a migu. I could have said that you were never the owner of this field. So the question is this a migu lahaytzi? So here, from this rush, it seems to be a raya to what we said last week, that even though you don't say migul lahaitzi by metaphalim, because Suki and Shibigambi holding a metaphalim is a birur, but by karka, you do say a migul to take away from a marikama. Because by karka, it's not a birur that it was the original person's. So the rush says, we see from this rush that you do say a migul by karkois. And the Rosh says that the one who's there now is going to win with a migu. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Stimas HaShulchan Aruch is this way, like this Rosh. Now there's a Beis HaLevi, Simen Lamed Vav, Chelek Gimel Simen Lamed Vav. who has an arichus on this based on a Rashbam later on the Flamid. He says the Rashbam argues with this Rash, and the Rashbam says no such thing. You can't win with a migu if there's a taina. Where's the shtar? Where's the shtar? There's a reyesa. It's less than 3 years. You should have a shtar. Where's the shtar? Are you going to tell me what? No, it was the shtar of the mu'ah, the one who claims he bought it. No, he's saying, I did buy it from you. But I have a migu, I could have said that you never owned it. But the truth is, he's saying, I bought it from you. So since he's saying the truth is, I did buy it from you, just want to win with a migu, so then where's the shtar? That's a little funny, because he's taka shlamazel, where's the shtar? He lost it. But the first guy is also shlamazel. He also doesn't have any raya. I mean, who has a field with no raya? Or the first person, the marikama, very, very strange. You know, if somebody has edim, he's somewhere 3 years, he loses a shtar. First person doesn't have not a shtar, and not a raya, he was there for 3 years, nothing. So the Rashbam, all right, but as I state the Rashbam, nothing. Marikama has zero rayas, except...
What should he have? That he sold it?
Every marikama should have either edim, that he lived there, that he once lived there, or a shtar, that he once bought it. Should, he claims he never sold it, so... He claims, this is my field, that was away, and you're squatting on my field. So he should have some, a normal marikama would have some sort of raya. Akaponim, it's a machlaikis, the Rosh and the Rashbam. The Rosh, we understand, simple, we all know from all Shas, amigo works, and since by karka it's not amigo lahaitzi, so amigo works, a simple Rosh. Frekta Beis Halevi. If you look it up, this is in the paragraph that starts with the word ubidvarim. Because he has a big arichas on the Rashbam, which it's a show we get to Daf Lamed, we'll talk about. In Dibra Maslu ubidvarim, the Beis Halevi asks a stira from a Rosh on Daf Mem. He brings a second Rosh on Daf Mem, where the Rosh says Fakert. What's the case on Daf Mem? The case on Daf Mem is I'm in a field for 3 years. Marikama comes and he says, I made a macha. I came over to you in the second year and I was meicha. So you should have held your shtar. This person says, it's true, you did make a macha in the second year. You did come over to me. But what should I do? I lost my shtar anyway. And I'm here 3 years. So I'd like to win. Who wins such a case? Huh? Again, a person's there 3 years. The Marikama comes and says, I came to you, I made a macha in the second year. He says, it's true, you made a macha. But I lost my shtar. I lost my shtar even though you made a macha. So who should win in such a case? Marikama should win. Why? Because he made a macha. Anybody for the Mulzik? Mulzik as a migul, he could have said you never made a macha. The Muzik here has a migu. The Muzik could say, you never made a macha. What? No, the macha is private macha. He says, I came over to you. You can have a macha where you do it. If you're not in front of him, you do it in Bez. You do it in front of Chabra Chabra Islay. The macha was just between them. They had no aid. That's the case. So the Rosh brings B'Shem the Ramban that he has a migu. That the Mosik could say, look, it's true, you made a macha. I lost the shtar anyway. But I'm going to win because I have a migu. So Rabban says, you have a migu. Good. that would be fine. The Rush argues with the Rambam. The Rush himself argues. He says, no, you don't want with a migul, because where's the shar? You think I'm with a migul, I could believe you? It's suspicious, there's a reisa, where's your shar? So the Rush says, since there's a problem, a reisa, where's your shar? You don't win with a migul. Beis Halevi, it's a steer of the two Rushes. The Rush here, in the first Rush in the Perek, and the Rush later, on Daf Mem, it's a stira. The two rushes. In both cases, you have a person who should have a shtar. He should have a shtar, and he lost it. Our rush, it's within 2 years, within less than 3 years, 2 years. In that case, the person made a machar. In both cases, he should have a shtar. He's saying, listen, I don't have my shtar, but I have a migul. It's a frekta beis halevi, it's a stira in the rush. Over there, the rush says that the migul won't help you. It's the zareya, so where's the shtar? And over here the Rush says that the migul wins even if you don't have a shtar. So make up your mind. It's the two Rush. In the case over there, the Mari Kama on that man, the Mari Kama did have a raya, he was a Mari Kama. But it's 3 years since he was a Mari Kama. He was there, the second person was there 3 years. So his raya that his marakama won't help unless we know that he made a machar. And we all know the machar because the other person's raya. So this is the Beis Halevi's kasha, stiras harash. So Beis Halevi says a teretz, which is a yisayid in migul, which you all have heard sometime along in yeshiva. Beis Halevi answers the Rush. The aside which he brings from Yishayim and Bava Metzia, that there are two types of migul. There's a typical migul. What's a typical migul? I said this taina. If I'm a liar, I would have thought of it. I would have thought of a better taina. There's a famous line from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, "How do you give a person a migul?" You say, "I have this taina. Believe me, with this time, if I'm a liar, I would have said a different time. Maybe he's not such a lamdin, he didn't think of the other time. Why do you give a person a migul? Believe me, with this time, I could have said a different time. Maybe he's not a lamdin, he doesn't know that you could say different times." So Reb Chaim has a famous line that when it comes to your money, everyone's a lamdin. Everyone figures out, you know, it's his field, everyone's a lamdin, you're going to figure out a time. That's how Reb Chaim explained migul. That's not just a joke, it's pshat. That you'll think of a good time. That's a normal migul. There's another type of migul. That's a migul dibay shasik. Migul dibay shasik means, believe me, because if I would have been quiet, I would have won. Migul dibay shasik, I didn't have to say a word, I would win. Called a migul dibay shasik. A migul dibay shasik is a stronger migul. Reb Chaim's kasha that why didn't give a person a migul? Maybe he didn't think of the second taina. That doesn't apply to migul dibay shasik. Migul dibay shasik is the easiest thing. To lie is a little hard. To be quiet for some people is also very hard. But if you're going to win it entire by being quiet, that's a much stronger migul. It's really a pesha asa, pesha hitter is an expression for migul dibay shasik. Zokt Reb Chaim, Zokt Beis Halevi. That's the difference between the two Rush. Our Rush, what's the case? I'm in a field 2 years. Somebody comes, he says it's his. He has zero proof that it was ever his. Not that he's a Marikama, nothing. All I have to do is be quiet. I have a migul, I have to say a word. Just say, who are you? I don't want to answer you. In our case, it's a strong migul. Because it's a migul dibay shasik, he doesn't have to say a word. The other person doesn't have proof he's a Marikama. A migul dibay shasik, the Rosh holds a strong migu, a migu dibur ishasik, that will win, even though there's a reyes a wiz yishtar, but I have a strong migu. On daf mem, the marikama has proof he's a marikama. He has proof he's a marikama. He's coming and saying, get off my field. The other person does have to answer him. He does have to have a terence. He's saying, get off my field. I could prove to you it's my field originally. And if you're tiny, you're here 3 years. I made a macha. The other person has to answer. You didn't make a macha. He has to say something. That's a weaker migu. That's a schwacher migu. A regular migu, the Rosh holds, like the Rashbam, that a regular migu doesn't help. If there's a taina, where's the shtar? A migu divay shasik, which is a stronger migu, that will work. That will work even if a person doesn't have a shtar. So Zokta Beis Halevi, turns out there are three shitas in the Rishayim. Rashbam holds amigu never works. When there's a chsarin, where's your shtar? The Ramban holds amigu always works. The Ramban holds even on that mem, the amigo works. The Ramban holds amigo always works, even if it is a reyes of the shtar. And the Rosh is in between. The Rosh holds that amigo de bai shasik does work, and a regular amigo does not work. It's interesting, the Beis Halevi brings, there's a machlekes rishayim if you say amigo lahaitzi. We're all familiar, because Taisus Shita all over Shas is amigo lahaitzi layaminan. Some Rishayim hold, you do say amigo lahaitzi. The Arayis from Gemaris that you do say amigo lahaitzi. So the Beis Halevi brings this chilek. That the Gemaris, when you have Arayis in the Gemara, you do say amigo lahaitzi, that's by Migu Divay Shasik. All the Arayis are cases of Migu Divay Shasik. Migu Divay Shasik, okay, you say lahaitzi. When Tysus always says Migul Haitzi Layamrinan, he's talking about a regular Migul. A regular Migul, you don't say Lahaitzi. Because of this chilek, that a Migul Divay Shasik is a strong Migul, that you say Lahaitzi. A Migul, we have to think of a new Taina, that's a Shvacher Migul, and that type of Migul does not work. Okay, so this is the Beis Halevi's explanation of the Rosh. The other half of the Beis Halevi we'll get to on that flame. Now let's start the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Shamati Mehalchei Yusha. I heard from the Halchei Yusha. Sanhedrin Rashi says went to Golos in Yusha. Shayuaimrim Minayin Lachazaka Gimel Shanim Mishar Amud. Mashar Amud Kimshinaga Gimel Megiches Nafak Lei Mecheskes Tam Akam Lei Mecheskes Muid. You're all familiar with the question of shtarcha, people who shtaras after 3 years, should make a macha in 3 years. That's all going to be on daf chav tes. We're going to have one reason for cheskes gimel shanim late Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. That's going to be daf chav ches, called the banu yamid beis. And then we'll have the reason that's lahalacha, the Rabbanah. So we're going now with the reason of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. They hold that we learn Cheskes Gimel Shanim from Shor HaMoed. Anybody who learns this Gemara immediately, what does Shor HaMoed have anything to do with Cheskes Gimel Shanim? Just because Shor HaMoed is three, here it's three. I mean, you could say you learn from Shalosh Regalim. Just like there are three Yom Tovim in the year, so there's Cheskes Gimel Shanim. That wouldn't make any sense. There's Shlosha Avos, so there's Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So what does Shor HaMoed have anything to do with Cheskes Gimel Shanim? This is the problem that the Rishonim argue about. Try to understand what's going on here. What does a Shor HaMoed have to do with Gimel Shanim? An animal becomes a Moed after three times, okay. So I get a chazaka and karka after three times. What does a shor hamoed have to do with Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Very, very hard. Unless you learn the Gemara that it's a limud. It's like, you know, like Gzeres Shavah of some sort. That doesn't seem to say that. So we find basically in the Rishayim two approaches. One in the bottom Taisvis, and one in the Ramban. The Ritva goes with the Ramban's Mahalach too. The Ramban and the Ritva. The other's here in Taisvis. So let's talk about Taisvis first. Taisvis is a little more dealing with Svara. Taisvis uses a lashon in the bottom Taisvis. Taisvis is asking Akasha, my parech, but ha hachi aleph. In the first line, it says hachi aleph. This is the limud. Misharamu, ma hasam huzik nagchan shalish pamin, hachinami huzik shaskan shalish shanim. Taisvis saying pshat in the Gemara. Hachi aleph means this is the pshat. Sharamuid is Huzik Nakhan Shalishpanim. Achinami Huzik Shaskan Shalishanim. What does that mean? Taisis is saying that what we learn from Sharamuid is the following rule. If something happens once, could be it was just a mikra, just happened. If something happens twice, coincidence, it happened twice. Something happens three times, that's chuzik, that's real. Then it counts. The number three, we don't say it's a coincidence anymore. We say there's a reason. An animal kicks once, maybe it had a bad day. Kicks twice, maybe the animal was in a bad mood that morning. It kicks three times, we don't make excuses. You kick three times, it means the animal is a wild animal. It's a nakhon. It kicks easily. The nakuda is not comparing a shar to a field. It's the idea of chazaka of three. So just like over there, there's a huzik nakhon. Here too, it's huzik shaskan. If I'm in a field 1 year, I eat one achila, and he doesn't say anything. Could be he was Torah, he didn't say anything. 2 years, could be also, could be he didn't notice. 3 years, if he's quiet for 3 years, that means that's it, he's not going to come to me anymore. That's it. If a person is quiet 3 years, who's a chaskan, he's not going to come to me anymore, and I can rest assured that it's my field, and that's the chazak of Gibel Shem. That's when I have a chazak of Gibel Shem. This is the way Taisus learns. The Ikka Nakuda is the number three. And the Svara, the three times we're not Taila things in a coincidence, we say there's a reason. The Ramban says something different. I understand Taisus better than the Ramban. I'll tell you what the Ramban says, and I don't fully understand it. The Ramban says that we are comparing Shar to a field. That just like three times you go out of the Chazaka of Tam and you become a Muid. So three is a change. It goes out of Cheskas Tam and enters Cheskas Muid. The same thing. A field. Three times it goes out of Cheskas Marikama, and it goes into the Chazaka of the Nuam. Now, Rishonim speak very bekitzer. I don't exactly understand the dimyan. You understand the dimyan? Of leaving Cheskas Tam and going into Cheskas Muid is the same as leaving Cheskas Marikama and going into Cheskas Muzik. What? The what? What? The what? The Ramban means Taisus, you mean?
Yes.
It's clear not, because the Ramban on the Gemara's Kasha argues with Taisus. You know what's shot in the Gemara's Kasha, which we'll see soon. The Ramban is coming to answer this Taisus Kasha. This is a different Taisus. So it's clear that they're arguing, The question, I don't know if somebody could explain a little bit, but what does it mean, three times you leave being the Cheskes Tam? It's the same as... The what? The Lashon is that you go out of... Right. So Ramban's not adding much. So he has the word that just like this, Cheskes Tam, here it's Cheskes Marikam, or Meicher. Kamat Gemara is Lashon, except he changes the word Rishus to the word Cheskes. Alright, so hopefully we'll still have some time to get. See, we're not going to deal with this all year, because we don't deal with Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to deal with it here on this daf. But after daf Chav Ches, we're going to deal with Rabbi Shmuel very little, because we deal with the Rabbanan in the whole parak. So I don't know if we're going to have an opportunity to get a better shot in the Ramban. But this is what the Ramban says.
The status quo. The status quo. So we hear also moments it's also status quo. Take it three times, you become the status quo.
So saying is that to take something, any time you assume something is a certain way because of status quo. So a short time, we assume it's a time because it was a time yesterday. Or a kama, we assume it's yours because it was yours yesterday. So to take it
out of that status quo being marikama, now your status quo, you become the status quo. You now a musik in the karaka. Musik in the karaka makes you the new status quo.
Okay, so that it has good to it. That to make change, to assume a shinoi, we always have a chazaka, the meikara, that things stay the same. So to say things changed, we see that three is the amount that makes things change. Again, there is the number three. Right? The similarity is that we're taking it out of a chazaka that it stayed the same. Okay, good. So that's how the Ramban works. There's a very nice piece in the Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovetz Ha'aris. It's in the back, the Hoysafa. It's page 130, for lack of a better simon there. It's Hoysafa Beis. Rabbi Chanan there declares a shaila about Chazaka three times. You know that Chazaka three times is all over Shas. Katlonis, somebody who's bechas chazaka, husband dies, is not allowed to get married anymore. If three children die because of the bris milah, not like it's two or three, but if you hold three, so if three children die machmas milah, then the fourth brother doesn't have a bris. There are numerous cases of a chazaka with three times. Rabbi Chanan has the following shayla. One type of three-time chazaka is a woman becoming a neder. If a woman discovers that she's bleeding, she becomes a neder. The halacha is that any taris she touched for the last 24 hours, meis la'eis, is tameh. Because she discovers dam when it's already out of her guf. We assume that the chayshish, that maybe she was bleeding for the last 24, any time during the last 24 hours. And that's the first sugya in Masechtas Nida, that a woman who bleeds, not again today because we don't have tumas and taris, but a woman who bleeds, we're chayshish for all the taris for the last 24 hours. Except a woman who has a vest kavua. A vest is Vav Samach Tav. Vest, or it's really a veses, but the world pronounces it vest. A vest is a kavua dika period. Let's say a woman, she gets a period every month, she bleeds every month. Let's say it's always on the 30th day from the last time she saw that. So Anita, who has a vest kavua, a regular vest. So if she normally bleeds on the 30th day, when she bleeds on the 30th day, you don't say Well, maybe she was bleeding 24 hours ago. Because she's kavua, we know it's her nature to bleed on the third day. How many times does it have to happen to become a vest kavua? Of course, three times. So Bachan declares the following shayla. Let's say in this sin, the woman was not kavua. The woman, she had her vest on this. So everything she touched Kalin the last 24 hours, they're all tamei. You have to be tamei. In ER, she saw again on the 30th day. So two times. She's still not kavua. All the Kalin she touched, we have to tamei. The third month comes around. Bang! Third time, 30 days. So now, this third month, in Sivan, we say only what she... From when only on the 30th day what she touched is tamei. Whatever she touched yesterday is not. She's a vest kavua. So Bachan declares, what happens if you still have those kalim from Nissan that she touched on the 29th day and she bled on the 30th day? She saw down on the 30th. The kalim she touched on the 29th day, you didn't get around to titling them. They're busy. They're still in the closet waiting to be titled. Do you have to tovel then? Because Lamaisa, the tzad, you do have to tovel. Because Lamaisa, at that time, she was not kavua. So she'd have to tovel. Or, do we say, no. You know why we thought in Nissan she has to tovel it? Because we thought she's a woman that's not kavua. But now, we realize... 1 minute, we realized that we were making a mistake. She was a vest kavua. She's a woman who's kavua. So now we realize that in Nissan, she bled. It must have been just the 30th day. This is a woman that bleeds on the 30th day. So we should say lamafreya. It's a gloy milsa lamafreya that she is a kavua. And now we should be able to go back to the. 30 to the first time she had a vest, and we should be able to say, "Aha! It's a gloy milsa mafreya that she was a kavua." So Bachanan has this shaila: could we say such a thing that when something happens three times, if the third time you say, "Aha! It was really that way the first time." So Bachanan says, "It's pashut." Let's say. Someone has Le'aleinu, three sons that die from a bris milah. They did a milah on the first son, the baby died. Why do you do a milah on the second son? I say, maybe the baby died for some other reason. You do a milah on the second son died. You do a milah on the third son died. What do we say after the third son died? We say, we realize that this woman has children that died from a bris milah. We realize she has some genetic problem with this family that they die from a bris milah. If they die from a bris milah, so we're not going to get pater from a bris. Nesu echal mach bris milah. We don't do milah anymore. This family is pater from a milah. Now I'll ask you a question, Zakrabochan. From what period did this woman's children start to be misukanim for a bris? It started by the third baby. Started by a third baby? Of course not. It's a gloy milsa mafreya that the first baby also died for not coincidental reasons. Died because of some disease in the mishpacha. There, definitely it's lamafreya, isn't it? Certainly lamafreya. It's not something new by the third. This is a Rabbi Chanan, just like by bris milah. It's igloi milsa from the first one. The same thing by a vest. So in that particular case, there's no tistaka. I can't think of an afkamina. What's an afkamina? I don't know. If you want to sue the first male for malpractice, so I'll say no. I have a raya that that's for this tistaka. I can't think of an afkamina in that case. Rabbi Chanan brings it as a svar, show that. in brackets, he brings another raya from Cheskes Habatim. A person's in a field 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. We say he got the field in the third year? Of course not. We say by the third year, it's a gloy musulam afreya that it was his in the first year. Right here, there's an afkamina. Right? Let's say the owner will say, okay, I have a chazaka 3 years, but give me the crops in the first year. So he'll say, no way. This is mine all 3 years. When you have a chazaka 3 years, it doesn't become yours the third year. It's yours the first year also. Just the 3 years proves it. But once the 3 years proves it, it proves it l'mafreya. It proves it back to l'mafreya, to the beginning. So Bacharan says, we see clearly that how does chazaka of three times work? Chazaka of three times works that the third time is megala l'mafreya, that the first time it was really my field. Because the first time I had no proof. If the 3 years I have proof, that l'mafreya, the first year, was my field.
It's a svara.
She's becheska star until something changes. Now, normally, when it's the earlier, we go back 24 hours. But a woman who's a best kavua, it's a svara. If she
back
always sees now,
back. What's that based on?
It's a shush. That because all women, when does a person discover?
Right? I don't think it's a pasuk.
Really, machlaik is there. Can't be. I don't think it's a pasuk. So suddenly now she suddenly got this mitzias, and just a coincidence that what she got the third month was the same as the first two. It's a funny coincidence. Now she got this nature, and boom, a coincidence that that's the same thing she saw the last 2 months.
But is it possible to change?
Yeah, it is possible.
It is possible.
Yeah.
So then why is it a raya?
Okay, I'll get to it. Svara, you're right. Rabbi Chanan's raya is only from being Medama Milsa Lamilsa. He's comparing all the threes. He's saying all the threes should work the same way. But then he has a kasha, he has a problem. He has a problem from a Gemara in Yevamis Daf Samach. Hey, I believe it is. The Gemara in Yevamis Daf Samach Hey has a case of a woman that was married, and she didn't have any children, and she got a get for whatever reason, and the husband paid her a ksuba. She married a second husband. She was married for a period of time. Also didn't have children. And also she had a get. She got a ksuba or almana. Well, either way, she got a ksuba. She married a third time. And the third husband also, she went a period of time. She didn't have children. So now, the first husband comes back. Assuming he didn't die. He gave a get. He gave again. He comes back and he tells this woman, you know, I paid you the ksuba, betos. I paid you the ksuba. I thought it's a normal get. Now I see that you're a woman who can't have children. You married three husbands and you didn't have children from any of them. So it was a mekach tos, the whole first marriage. And I don't have to give you a ksuba. If someone's megarish his wife because she can't have kids, he doesn't have to pay a ksuba. So the Gemara has this shaila whether he's entitled to get his ksuba back. And the Gemara says, no, hashtahu is kasha. Now she got weak. Maybe by him she could have had children. Now, the third husband, she went 10 years, which is a simon that she goes 10 years without having children, she can't have children. Hashtahu is kasha. It's now, wasn't true before. So Rabbi Chanan is bothered by this kasha. That if chazaka three times always goes l'mafreya, like by Bris Mila and by Cheskes Gimel Shanim and by Mila Cheskes Gimel Shanim, or or vest. Where he says it goes back to Mafreya. So why in the Gemara in Yavamis, why don't we say the same thing? That it goes back to Mafreya, and you say that she couldn't have had children all along. This is Rebbe Chanan's Tzorachim. It lives in the Tzorachim. This is Rebbe Chanan's Kasha, the Stipler, the Kilas Yaakov, Taharu, Simon Samachov, he asks pretty much the same Kasha. He asks the same. Now this all assumes that three times works in Afreya. It's Megala that this is the way it was originally. This question of whether it's so or not, which by Bris Mila it's easy, relatively easy, because it's Moshonim, it's relatively easy. Really, last year by Shar HaMu'id, we cleared this shayla. When an animal becomes a mu'id after three times, an animal kicks 3 days. So the animal's been around for many years and never kicked another animal. It was a tam. Sunday kicked an animal, Monday kicked an animal, Tuesday kicked an animal. It's Husik Nakhon, it became a mu'id. What is the longest that three times it becomes a mu'id? So we said last year that there are two ways to learn. You could learn that the Bukhanan, I guess, would have to learn, B'chayra, that it was a mu'id on Sunday. Sunday, it turned over a new leaf, it became a mu'id. We didn't know it. Sunday it kicked, Monday it kicked, Tuesday it kicked, aha! We realized, well, Mafreya, from Sunday it's a mu'id. That's one way to learn. You have another way to learn. That if an animal does something three times, it gets into the habit. Like smoking. Someone smokes the first time, he's not addicted. Smokes the second time, he's not addicted. Smokes the third time, it takes three times, however many times, he becomes addicted. An animal kicks the first time, it's not a mood. Kicks the second time, it's not a mood. Kicks the third time, it creates a teva in the animal that the animal becomes a mu'id. It develops a nature. It kicks three times, it gets a nature. From now on, it's a mu'id. So last year, we cleared the shayla. And we had rayas. We had rayas, right? All the rayas we had from Baba Kama, there were two and some four. But there was a raya from a Marama Rutenberg, which I hope some of you remember, which was a raya that seems to be proof. What was the Marama Rutenberg? Remember Hilchus, the Saint Talamatar? The Marama Rutenberg said that we know that after you start saying the Saint Talamatar, that the first 30 days, your becheskas, if you don't know what you did, your becheskas, you said the wrong thing. After 30 days, your becheskas, you did the right thing. So Ram Rudenberg was mechadish, that he would go on Shmini Atzeres, when they change, and he would say right away on Shmini Atzeres, 90 times, the 30 days worth, 90 times, he would say, Meirato. And he would say it, Merida Geshem. He would say it 90 times. And right away, after this man to start the same Talumata, he would say the same Talumata 90 times. So someone asked him around Rittenberg, how do you know? Maybe you only get addicted if you smoke for 30 days. If you smoke 30 packs in one day, maybe you don't get addicted. Make a taste. Maybe if you say it over 30 days, you get used to saying it. Who says if you say 90 times in one day, who says? So Ram Rutenberg said, no. I bring you a raya from the Gemara, from Shara Mu'ud. Gemara says that if a shor ha-mu'ud kicks Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's a mu'ud. What happens if it kicks three times on Sunday? So the Gemara says, Richak niki chaysav chayiv. If it's spread out, it's niki chaysav over 3 days, it's a mu'ud. Kiriv niki chaysav like koshkein. If it does it three times in 1 day, koshkein. It's a chad that way. That's what the Gemara of Rittenberg says. It's brought the Rebbeinu Peretz, one of the Balei Taisvis, arguing with him. He said it's not true, it's not the Metzius, it's not that way. But the Maram Rittenberg, we passed out the Maram Rittenberg, said, yeah, you could do it 90 times in 1 day. So for this, it's a raya that when an animal kicks three times, it's like a person saying the Saint Talamata. When you say Saint Talamata 90 times, it's Megala Lamafreya something. You say it 30 days. It's Megala Lamafreya, the first day you were in the habit of saying it. Of course not. 30 days develops a habit in a person to do something new. Moreno Rittenberg clearly learned that an animal is the same thing. Three times develops a habit to do something new. So the Moreno Rittenberg learned by Shor ha-mu'ud, and this seemed to be a raya shein olav tshuva. I don't think anybody came up with any terrors. Moreno Rittenberg learned that an animal, 1, 2, 3, it develops a habit, it gets addicted to kicking. In Cain, the whole Rebbe Chanan, that he's saying, that he's comparing from one case of Shas to another case of Shas, that in Shas, three times always works with Mafreya, the Chayr from Shor ha-mu'ud, you see, it's not that way. Now, we're going to get back to this tomorrow, because this is not just a problem with Rebbe Chanan, it's a problem with our Gemara. How could the Gemara compare Gimel Shanim, which does work on Mafreya, to Shor ha-mu'ud, which doesn't work on Mafreya? Lechayra, it's two different things. So tomorrow we're going to start with this. Mitzvah Hashem. The Rav Nachum has a very short piece on it. To understand his svara, the way he's answering it, we'll try tomorrow.